So just in a nutshell, give us your take on what this report could do to the $40 billion NextGen project.
Well, I think it would help to explain what NextGen is. You know, in a nutshell, it could slow the delivery of a transformational effort. But NextGen, which has been around since the late 90s in some iteration or another, and its most recent iteration since 2004, is essentially a transformation of the Federal Aviation Administration from its 1950s-era radar technology into modern technology. And first and foremost, NextGen moves FAA towards the use of satellite-based navigation based on the global positioning system. And, you know, the GPS systems are nowadays fairly ubiquitous. We have them in our cars, in our iPhones, even in wristwatches. For aviation, the technology is referred to as automatic dependent surveillance broadcast. And it's being developed by ITT Excellus, who has a $1.8 billion contract to maintain and install about 800 transponders throughout the U.S., the Gulf of Mexico, and Alaska.
Now, this system has been going already in the Gulf of Mexico area and I think also Louisville, Kentucky. What is preventing the rollout for the rest of the country?
The rollout is moving along on schedule. ADS-B is one of the programs that is moving well. It takes time, and so the FAA wants to make sure that everything it does works safely. So they were able to implement it first in places like the Gulf of Mexico, where there was absolutely no radar coverage, and also in Alaska, where the terrain and weather challenges were fairly unique. But there's also relatively low flight volume. Now they're rolling it out to more congested airspace.
So if they're going on schedule, what is the big concern?
The big concern is that some parts of the program are on schedule, others are not. And what the Department of Transportation Inspector General found was some problems with a contract known as Systems Engineering 2020. And it's FAA's largest procurement in its history. It's $7.3 billion, seven contracts. The largest went to Boeing. What the IG found is that FAA is not necessarily competitively bidding these programs. So that means the FAA may not be getting the best value for its money. It also found that FAA had some accounting shortcomings, so it wasn't clear if FAA had overestimated the cost and whether or not it was tracking the program adequately.
Is this a multiple award contract program that they're awarding task orders under, or are there just seven non-competitively awarded contracts?
Well, that's an interesting question. It has much of the structure of a multiple award contract, but it has some unique attributes in that there are seven specific contracts worth anywhere from about $600,000 up to $1.7 billion. Within those, it's supposed to be competitively bid task orders that are let out to teams of consultants and contractors. So it is somewhat of a hybrid, if you will.
And we're speaking with Matt Zisman, transportation policy analyst at Bloomberg Government. So what is the problem in the operation of these contracts? And is it simply a contracting problem, or is it holding up the rollout of this system that's needed?
Well, the contracts themselves are the problem that the IG identified in this report is specific to the contracting. The challenge here is that the contracts are being used to help FAA move technologies from research and development to reality. So if there are delays in the task order rollout, there's potential delays in the development of the next-gen technology.
So, Matt, you're in a former life, you were a transportation consultant. If you put that hat on, what do you make of this IG report, and how should companies read this?
I think there are challenges in how FAA is managing the contract. And I think from a consultant's perspective, I would be wary. First of all, there's potential delay as FAA needs to reorganize and consider whether or not it's doing the best job and does some internal fact-finding to validate the IG findings. Secondly, I would be prepared as a contractor to compete for some of the task orders that are coming. what had looked to be sole source efforts may now need competition. And so that puts some added pressure on the various consultants who are looking to get quite a bit of money from the FAA and help it deliver this system.
And so what has FAA's response been since the IG report came out?
FAA has actually taken several steps to improve its management of NextGen. One of the things it's done is create a whole new office for program management oversight. It's also reorganized some of its staff positions. Now, interestingly, its recent reauthorization that was just passed in February requires that the FAA appoint a NextGen officer. So NextGen is of critical importance to the FAA. FAA is aware that it needs to deliver and it needs to steward this program to the best of its ability, and it's taking steps internally to set up processes and offices that'll help it do so.